Friends, this year should be a special schus for Moras Hena Miriam Baschana, Rusikana Baschana, La Bracha Batzlacha, Buchomase, Yedehen, and also a schus for Simcha Ben Echagittel. It says in Parashas Lech Lecha, Vayomer La Malach Hashem, Hinach Harabi Aladit Bain, Bekaras Shemo Yishmael, Kishema Hashem Elon Yech. God, an angel of God, said to her, you're going to get pregnant, you're pregnant, you're going to give birth to a child. You should call him Yishmael, because God heard your poverty, your affliction. Satra, Vatela, Hagar, Avram, Ben, Vayikra, Avram, Shemin Orish, Elda, Hagar, Yishmael. Avram called him Yishmael. Rashi said, Avram, Vayikra, Avram, Shem, Afbishal, Sham, Avram, Divrei, Amalach, Sham, Vakras, Shema, Yishmael, Shasurach, HaKodesh, Elav, Vakar, Yishmael. So Avram didn't hear it from the Malach, but he had Ruach HaKodesh. He had Ruach HaKodesh, and he called him Yishmael. The Makor of Rashi is in Bereishis. The Medrash and Bereishis by Rav Moshe Adarshan. Vayikra Avram Shem Beno, Kishem Sha'amar HaMalach LaHagar, Mikana Talamit Sha'Avram Navi Shekaro Yishmael. Interesting that the Rashi is the Lashon of Ruach HaKodesh, and the Medrash and the Makor is the Lashon of Navi. We had a shir not so long ago, and Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah and the differences. Akopanim, that is the explanation of Rashi. So Moreva Rabbi Shlita, Nashir he gave, Parshas Lech Lecha Tav Shanayin Beis, asked a number of kashas, and then Kedako B'Kodesh, is Mihashiv, all the kashas with one Mahalach, and a beautiful lesson for life. First of all, you have to understand, why does Rashi have to, what forced Rashi to say that he called his name Baruch HaKodesh? Could be Hagar told him what the Malach said. And after Avraham Avinu heard, he said, that's such a great idea, that's Taka how the Radak learns. That she told him in the name of the Malach, so to the Ramban. So what compelled Rashi to go Shelo B'Derech HaPshat L'Chora and say that it was Avram had Ruach HaKodesh? It wasn't just Pashut that Hagar told him. And even if you say that there's some Hechreach to be Mefarish, the Avgal Pidrashas Chazal, what's Pshat in the Drash of Chazal? There's a Klal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do a miracle for nothing, as the Ran says in Drushches, Hakdama Aleph, Hashem likes Teva. He only changes things if there's an absolute need. He doesn't want to make Nisim. So why do you have to have a Nevuah to tell Avram Avinu what the name is? If you could just do it, push it straight, have Hagar tell him. Another Tamiya, as Rashi writes on Vekaras Shema Yishmael, Vekaras Shema Tzivuyu, it's a commandment. So this is a Tzivuy Gamor, that she should call his name Yishmael. Because Shema Shem Elon Yah. And afterwards Avram called, and what happened to the tzivui of the Malach? He commanded. Where did the tzivui go? The Maharal and the Gur Aryeh writes, Vayikra Avram Shem, Alpha Pisha Lo Shem Avram Divrei HaMalach, Shem Avakras Shema Yishmael, even though Avram didn't hear it, Sharsu Ruach HaKodesh Ela Vakar Yishmael, he had Ruach HaKodesh and he called him Yishmael. The Imimena Shema, if he heard it from her, Acha Shehi Metzuveh Velo Hu, Haisa Lo Lekrosu Yishmael, El Shasharsu Lo Ruach HaKodesh Vashtu Hu Kamosh Hu Kamo Metzuveh. So, if he heard it from her, since she's the one commanded and not him, then she should have called him Yishmael. So why did he call him Yishmael? Because he had Ruach HaKodesh, and it's like he was commanded. It's very nice. But the Malach said that she should call him Yishmael. Not that Avram even found out about it. So if Hagar is the one who's supposed to call him Yishmael, not Avram. Advar Matmiya Meld. Kedarko, the Rebbe Shlita always finds Kashis Mamish. You kick yourself after, you say, how come I didn't ask it? And then you say, but what's Teretz Tak? So in order to be miyashiv these tmiyos, two chidushim uflaim, mimishnasu shamaran esfasem, esechatzad v'kodesh levracha, Later on in Parshas Vayera, Tafresh Nun, the Ibramaskal Pasuk, so Semis writes, Pasuk Veri Lav Hashem, Ki Avram Avinu Ay Omer Olam. Avram Avinu was a pillar of the world, Mashalonim Alay Akim Kol Olam Al Yodu Kedisa B'Mishnah Shkiba Lav Schar Kulam. And before he was had Bris Mila, the whole world was Al Yodu Makuyam, as it says in the Mishnah, that he was Makabal Schar Kulam. After the Mila, his Hanhaga was the Derech B'nei Yisrael, above Teva. Hashem appeared dafka to him, specifically, nobody else lost Shaychus. And therefore he gave birth to Yishmael before the Mila. It's very likely that Mitzad Yishmael is his karvus from to all the nations, that when they're Mizgayer, they can be one nation. And even before the Geirus, all of the Jewish people are draw kiyum to all the nations, and there has to be a middle person. Like it says in this farm, there are four bechinas, domem tzomeh chayim adabir, there's inanimate objects, rocks, there's tzomeh, there's greenery, chai, animals, living beings, medaber, there's speakers. Ki yesh ben domem tzomeach, inyan mamutza shech kol mishnayim. Kamu kmeim vipitrius. So in between domem and tzomeach, they're kmeim and pitrius. Mushrooms. Kamu kain ben tzomeach l'chai, adnei asada of yadua shegadol ki ilan. And there's also a middleman between tzomeach and chai, between what grows and what's alive. And what's that? That's this bird, famous Mishnah in Kalayim. We're going to see. And that's Gadol Ki'ilan. And then there's Ben Chayla Medaber as a Kof. But an Omer Ki Achar Medaber Adam Shal Zen Emor Adam Matam Atem Kuri Adam Uchol Amus Yishmal Amutza Chenek Repair Adam Lechen Yad Kovo V'yad V'yadu Bakol Ki Ayad Yish Iskashus Ben Madregus Medaber L'Madregus Adam. So there Adam is a Klal Yisrael. And there has to be a middleman between speaker and Adam, and that's going to be Yishmael. So, Pshat Nisvas Emes is that before the Mila of Avram Avinu, his Anhaga was Shaykh to the whole world. But after his Mila, the Anhaga is only Shaykh to Am Yisrael. For Koyach Hashbosa L'Kaim is Kolum Asoylam, is Ben Tzos, this middleman between him and Usoylam. And that's Yishmael Ben O, that was born to him even before his Bris Mila. And Yishmael is this Bechina Memutzas between Dargis Medaber and Dargis Adam, Adam Elyon Am Bnei Yisrael. And this middleman means that you have the Tchunos of both Minim, because you're the middleman, like Mem and Pitrius, that they're between Tzomech and Domem. Because on one hand they grow from the ground, they grow every day, like Tzomech, on the other hand they don't have roots, and they get their Chiyus, they don't get their Chiyus like Tzomech, rather like Domem. And Adnei Asada, Chazal mentioned in the Mishnah, Kalaim Ches Hei. The Bratanura says, "Adni asada chayek dele besados k'min chavu gadla yelsem nielan shegadla ba'os achay v'shma yaduah v'yidoni akasuv b'toyra u'machur b'tibur ba'os achevel yelsem min haaretz v'tzuras tzuras adim v'patzuf yadayim v'ragayim v'en kol biri v'shay lez kare v'elav ki u'harig v'toyiv kol akare v'elav." Very interesting, this Adni asada, this animal that grows in the field, and it's like this big rope that comes out of the ground, and it's this animal that's the yidoni that the Torah mentions, and it's machubur and its tibor and its belly button to that sort of rope that comes out of the ground, and it looks like a person, as a yadayim and regayim. You can't go near it, it kills anybody that goes close to it, and when you want to hunt it down, mor mechitza mechevel ad shenifsak, you just keep shooting at this chevel until it snaps, v'tzoik b'kol mara meis miyad, and then he cries out and he dies. So on one hand he has his Bechinas Tzomech, it's Mechubur Ba'adama, and on the other hand it has Bechinas Chai. It eats, it drinks, it cries. So it's got both Tchunas. Kof also. Memutza Ben Dargis Chai LaDargis Medaber. So Baal Chai goes on two, like a person. On the other hand it doesn't speak. So this Fasemis was Mechadish, that above these four Bechinas of Domem, Tzomech, Chai, and Medaber, there's Adam. And Adam is the Mu'ula Sheba Adam, it's Klal Yisrael. And that comes to Avram Avinu. And the middleman is going to be Yishmael. Yishmael is a para Adam, that's in between Adam and Elyon. Bechinas Yisrael, like this Forno says, Pera Adam, Pera Uchamor Abar, this wild donkey. Amar Shiyeh Chamor B'mizgo Mitzad V'hema Mitzvah, someone who's got an Egyptian mother, Asher B'sar Chamor B'sarim, like a donkey, Shiyeh Chamor Abar B'yos Shochem Midbar, and he hangs out in the desert, Shiyeh Adam Mitzad Aviv, but he's a person Mitzad his father, Yishmael D'tshuva, Bav Abasra Tazayin Amid Beis, U'mchinas Yishmael, he has these two Bechinas, he's got Bechinas Adam Atachton, Bechinas Pera, Chamor Lamud Midbar, he's like a donkey in the desert, he also has Bechinas Adam Elyon, till he does tshuva. So that's this middleman. So that's Torah of Dvarav HaKadoshim Shal Maran HaSfasemes HaKadosh. It's a Chiddush Yokar, and there's a Sachzu Redenweg in them, a lot to talk about. And we can add Omek based on the Gemara in Chagiga Tazayin Abad Aleph. Six things were said about people. We're three like angels and three like animals. We're three like angels. We have das like angels. We stand up straight like angels. And we speak Lashon HaKadosh like angels. Three like a behemoth. We eat and drink like a behemoth. We reproduce like behemoths, and we remove excrement like behemoths. So everybody has three things that is like a bechinas malach, and even a pachus van nachus shabumas oilam. He has three bechinos kemalachi ashares. He has das, he goes becomes a kufa, he stands up straight, and he speaks a language. So Lashon HaKodesh is lav dafka, Lashon HaKodesh is like the malachim that speak Lashon HaKodesh, like the Marashah says in Chiddush HaGodes. On the other hand, a person also says three bechinas is like a behema, and you have to work, that you shouldn't be like the behema aspects of you shouldn't be the dominant ones, the malachim aspects should be the dominant ones, and the Jewish people have an easier time making themselves more like a malach than like a behema. But the Yumas HaOlam, unfortunately, we see that it's much harder for them. So that's the Dush of Klal Yisrael, that's the Adam Elyon. So based on this Fasemes, it emerges that Bechinas Yishmael, who's the Memutza, who's the middleman between Bechinas Adam Atachton, Kolam Musa'olam, and Bechinas Adam Elyon, Bechinas Yisrael HaKadoshim, so he has that mixture. So he has that a little, he has the Bechinas of Yisrael also. Even the Tshuva, the old man, he also has the lower level. Yadav Koviat Kobo. Kalbo can also be Kalbo, his dog. He's like a dog. Chazal say, Bereshis Rav Mem Hei Tes. He can go to the lowest level. A dog is the most Vazu Shebechayos. Don't want to offend any dog lovers. And we can also understand that Tumiya Gadol in the Gemara in Shabbos, Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Bar Mechasi, Amar Rabbi Chaim Bar Guria, Amar Rav Tachas Yishma V'lo Tachas Nachri. Better be under Yishmael and Rasha and not under other Nachrim. But what are you talking about? I'd rather be under a stomach guy. The Yishmaelim are pirei adam. They're mamish. They're animals. They're wild animals. Yadam makol v'yad kol bam. So why would you rather be under Yishmael? So the Sefer Yashlo Rabbeinu Tam, he says tachas Yishmael v'lo tachas Nachri l'sham shoy ka'amar shegoyach zor bein rachamam al shamashoy avo Yishmael merachem. So it says no. Dafka the goy is more cruel, and the Yishmael has more mercy. Why? Because he's the middleman. We can understand now between Klal Yisrael and Stam Bechinas Medaber, so he has that Bechin of Yisrael. So, therefore, we'd rather be under him. And then we can add another Chiddush of the Chasfas Emesos Mechadish and his Chiddush in Teshas, Megillah Zayin Amar Aleph. It says there, Esther was said, Baruch HaKodesh, Nemar of Yomar Ham Belibo. How did we know? Because Esther had Baruch HaKodesh. It says the Chasfas Emes, Kosheh B'cholein HaChorayis, Demaisi HaGemara, Dinehi Devadim Baruch HaShem Baalim Baruch HaKodesh, so they were Bali Ruach HaKodesh, but I don't know that the Megillah said Ruach HaKodesh. We know from the Pesukim that the people had Ruach HaKodesh. Mordechai Esther Ruach HaKodesh, but I don't know that the Sefer is written Ruach HaKodesh. Vishlomer Delulah Shenamar Lem Ruach HaKodesh Lichtov Lo Yekosven Kein Legalis Ruach HaKodesh Shalom. Had they not been told in Ruach HaKodesh to write it down, they wouldn't have written it down and been Megalah their Ruach HaKodesh. Well, that must be. It was told to them Ruach HaKodesh to write it down. Megam Efsher. The Below Rishus Asurim Legalis Mashenam Lem Ruach HaKodesh. It's also possible that without Rishus, and they're not allowed to be Megale, what was said to them, Baruch HaKodesh. So, Sfasemes brings the Gemara that there's a Shakla Vitaria to prove Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh. And they prove that Esther and Mordechai said things Baruch HaKodesh, so it must have been written Baruch HaKodesh. So Sfasemes asks, even though it's Vade that they knew Baruch HaKodesh, they had Baruch HaKodesh, but how do we know the Megillah was said Baruch HaKodesh? So Sfasemes is with Mechadesh, that something that was said to a Navi, Baruch HaKodesh, he's not allowed to be Megale what was said Baruch HaKodesh if he's not given special Rishus. That was the second Teretz. Without Rishus, you're not allowed to be Megale what was said Baruch HaKodesh. And therefore, from the fact that they wrote it down, it must be that Baruch HaKodesh, they wrote it down. They were given special Rishus. And then we can understand beautifully Rashi in our parasha. The Malach commands Hagar, Vayomer la Malach Hashem Yinocha Rabbi Yeladit Ben, Vikras Shema Yishmael. So since it was said by Finchel Nevuah, Hagar can no longer be Megale. What was said to Baruch HaKodesh, because she has no Rishus to be Megale. And therefore, Rashi abandoned Pshuto Shel Mikra, and he didn't say that she told him, because how could she tell him? You're not allowed to tell, based on the Sfasemis. And therefore, how did Avraham Avinu know? It must have been that he was told Baruch HaKodesh himself, because she wasn't allowed to tell him. And the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Avraham Avinu the Inyan Kriya Shem Baruch HaKodesh, like Gelshin Rashi, Shosel Baruch HaKodesh Kor Yishmael, and Rishus wasn't given to Hagar to be Megale, because that's how Yishmael had his tikkun, because he's a mamutza between Bechinas Midbar and between Bechinas Adam Elyon, Adam El Elyon, Bechinas Am Yisrael. Therefore you need both Bechinas, the Maimer of the Malach to Hagar and the Nevuah that was said to Avraham Avinu. And therefore you get both Bechinas. You get the Bechina of the lower Adam, and then you also get the Bechina of Klal Yisrael, of Avraham Avinu. And that's his tikkun. He has a darg of this Adam Medaber, and then he also has a Bechina of being a Jew. He has both Kochos. So he got it both from Avram and from Hagar. So the tzivui of the Malach, the Kroshma Yishmael, Rashi says, Kroshma Tzivui Hu, was Miskayim. Because she called him. She did. She did it also. But Avraham Avinu had his own Malach. Avraham Avinu had to call him also a name. They both called him. They both called him Yishmael. She called him Yishmael, so he has Bechinas Adam. And he has Bechinas Medaber, the lower level. And Avraham Avinu also called him Yishmael, so he has Bechinas Yisrael. And based on this, we can understand beautifully the Tosfos Yeshanim and Yumalam and Chesam and Beis. It says there, Mai V'Shem Rishayim Yirkav, Amar Belazar, Rakvivus Talib, Shmoisim, Shlom, Skin, Bishmayim. Shem Rishayim Yirkav means that don't call after names of Rishayim, they should rat, Fractosis, Laman Diomar, and Sanhedrin. That Ein Avram Matzilis Yishmael, Vislay, Lamem Rishlos, Yishmael, Tshuvech, Kor, L'Shem Tzadik. In other words, since we paskin that you're not allowed to call names of Rishayim, Shem Rishayim Yirkav, how do we find the Tana Eloiki was called Rabbi Yishmael? Laman Diomar Yishmael didn't do tshuva. And for Taisis Yishmael, named Rabbi Chanan, Yesh Lamar Di Yishmael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kroi, Kaichu Maskinen, Bishmei Shapir. Yishmael, that was God calling him. So you're allowed to use that name. So answers the Ritva. See there another Teretz, look also in the Shem Gedolim to the Chidon, Chelik Gedolim, Rechatz Aleph, Islam Adalit. So God called him, so therefore it's a mutter name. And maybe we can say B'derech HaCheret. It says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer and Perek Lamed Aleph that six people were called by their names before they were born. Yitzchak, Yishmael, Moshe, Shlomo, Yoshio, and Melech HaMashiach. Yishmael Minayin, from our Pasuk. V'yomer la'malech Hashem Yinoch Yorav V'ladet Ben, V'kor Shema Yishmael. And why was he called Yishmael? She'asid l'shmo Yaakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ankas Ha'am. V'mash she'asid l'mnei Yisrael l'asas Baratz Bachor Sayam. God's going to hear our cries. What Yishmael is going to do at the end of days. And therefore his name is Yishmael. So it turns out then that the name of Yishmael is Al-Shem She'Yishmakel, Yishmakel. That's Yishmael. God will hear the crying out of the Jewish people when B'nai Yishmael are going to give them such tzaras at the end of days. But l'chor yesh l'tamoa. And the Torah says a different reason for Yishmael. Ki Yishmael Hashem al anyech. So how do we say it's Yishmakel v'yaneim? God's going to answer you at the end of days when you cry out from all the tzaras Yishmael is causing you. So the answer is, they were both said in the Torah. One is Kriya Shem al yedei Hagar. That's Yishmael, b'chinas Shiflus and Prisus. Hu v'kalbo shavim, yad kol boy, kalboy. And also there's a holier, higher name, al yedei Avraham Avinu. That's b'chinas Yishmakel. Those are the two aspects, two dinim, shnei dinim b'Yishmael. Beautiful, such a lamda shel chasidus shavur. And look in the lashon of the Heilige Rabbi Kodesh Bnei Yisoschar, susugen eleinu, Tishrei Maimer Yud Beis Ois Dalid. He writes, "Ubezetovin Amalech Amar Lahagar, V'Kroshim Shmuel Kishom Hashem Al Anyeh Chinei Lefiatam Avle Lekroshim Shmuel Shekvar shama lo Yishmael. Why Yishmael? Future tense. Would be God already heard your suffering. Shal yadu Yishma keil b'chol zman b'din tzakas Yisrael. Because God will hear at all times the crying out of the Jewish people. Afilim chas v'shalom lo yiruim l'kach. Even if we're not worthy. Ube'es lariv u'mishpot yikshu heina yikachigu ha'matrigim. It's a Kal V'Chomer, it's called Yishmael. So in the future, if there are any Mekatrigim against us, the Malachim can say, Rabbanu Shalom, you listen to Yishmael and he's so low, you should certainly listen to your holy nation. So also in the future, God's going to listen to us. And therefore, that's why we call him Yishmael. Because Yishmael, we're calling him not Al-Shem, the lower level Yishmael. The Yishmael HaPachus. We're calling him Yishmael HaNa'aleh. That's why Rabbi Yishmael was called Rabbi Yishmael. Al-Shem, the Avraham Avinu who called him Yishmael. Not the Hagar who called him Ishmael. And with this we can answer another kasha. Is this pile plos halfway of a fellow? You're dancing on the roof. Medav tansen oifen dach, as they say in Portuguese. Got to dance on the roof. Vatele Hagar lavram ben, it says in the pasuk. Vikra avram shem ben oshel yodol Hagar Yishmael. Hagar gave him, we gave birth to his son, and Avram called him the son that Hagar gave birth to, Yishmael. Second, the pasuk started off and said, Batelet Hagar Lavram Bain. So why does it say again? Vayikra Avram Shem Beno. Asher Yolda Hagar Yishmael. Understand? We know that she gave birth. That was what it says earlier in the pasuk. Batelet Hagar Lavram Bain. So why does it have to go back and say again? Vayikra Avram Shem Beno. Asher Yolda Hagar Yishmael. We know who gave birth to him. So Rabbi Seinu in the Medrash Lekach Tov here Darshan, but they Darshan. Look at the Rashbam who writes Bederech HaPshat. But based on our Yisod, we can say that this is a remez to the reason that this name was given by Avraham Avinu Bemsos through the Ruach HaKodesh that dwelled on him. That since that son was given birth to by Hagar for Avraham, and she put in that child the Koyach HaTumah VaKlipah VeGulei Beis Aviyah from the idols of her father's house, Avraham Avinu had to gird his loins against her and call Yishmael Mikoch HaKedusha, and then she has to get in that Bechinas Kedusha as well, that he should be the middleman. That's Pshat, Vayikra Avram, Shem, Benoi, Asher Yolda Hagar, Yishmael. That corresponding to the Leida of Hagar, Atelet Hagar Lavram Ben, Atumah Dikazach, now Vayikra Avram, Benoi, Asher Yolda Hagar, Avram Avinu had to counter that by calling him a name. Counter the Yolda Hagar. And now that we're Miyashiv Rashi al Machonim Dover Alofanov, so now we can explain B'Darchei Avoda Derech Haruya L'Kol Yisrael Shelo Amidr Sheker Ala Maise. It says in the Gemara Vayomer Hashem and the pasuk Misinai Ba Zorach Misar Elam Orfim Arpan Vasem Rivas Kodesh Uksiv Aloika Miteman Yavo V'Kodesh Miarpan Sela. My boy, be sorry, my bro, on our heart. The pasuk says, God went to Sire, God went to Chaparah, and what's he doing in these places? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Melamed Shechzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKolum Avu Lashem V'lo Kiblu Ad Shabbat Tzik Yisrael V'Kiblu HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the nations, they didn't want it till Yisrael wanted it. He went to Yishmael, says the Sifri, Zayis HaBaruch HaPiskah Shemim Gimel Halach Eitzel B'nei Yishmael Amar Lekavlam Temes HaTorah Amar Lo Makosuf Ba Amar Lehem Lo Signaiv Amrulol kol atzman aviam listim hayash and emruvia paradem yada kol viad kol boy. And they said, "What are you talking about? We're listim, we're thieves. We can't get the Torah. We can't do this low signal. It's not for us." And that's their essence. That's what they keep trying to do. They keep trying to take our country. Umeidach he did tshuva. He has bechinas Avram. Both. And that's the oimak einyan Chazal say. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer chavtes. There are going to be three wars that are going to make a big tumult at the end of days. Shenemer b'nei charavos nadadu yishayichof alav tezvav. Shebechinas Yishmael is irbuv u'muhuma, big tumult. They're always making a whole big craziness without any order, without law and order. That's the Bechinas Golus that we're in right now, the Yishmael. We're living Mamish Klipas Yishmael. That's what we have to overcome. It's your Buvya that they're always making trouble over here. And how do we do that? Like we saw before, Lamanikra Shema Yishmael Shasi L'Shema Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Naka Sa'am Mimash Shasidim Nei Yishmael Lassas Baratz Bachav Sayyamim. We have to cry out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the answer. It's the one and only answer. V'yamayir v'yachash kulaseinu b'dus nafshenu b'meheru v'yameinu amein v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.